This is HPR episode 2165 entitled, Get the Most Out of Your Commute with These Great Audio Suggestions. It is hosted by Nightwise, and is about 36 minutes long. The summary is, Nightwise talks about ways to stay entertained during your commute to work by listening to podcasts.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by AnHonestHost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at AnHonestHost.com.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is Nightwise from the Nightwise.com podcast, broadcasting or recording where I'm usually recording in a driving car. And I decided, you know what? I'm on my way home anyway. Let's just record a show for HPR about what I do when I'm in the car. Just a little bit of background for the people who don't know me. I am an IT consultant, and I have been a IT consultant for about, almost 20 years now. And the last, 2004, the last 12 years of that, I have been doing long commutes. It started out all in 2004, 2005, when I was asked to do an assignment in Antwerp, which is about an hour drive away from where I live. So this little farm town boy who never worked anything more than 20 minutes away from where he lived suddenly had to, you know, take on these long, pretty long drives to Antwerp and beyond. Now, to stay sane, I did a couple of things. I tried listening to CDs, which got old really fast. And I tried listening to radio, which got old even faster. And then I discovered podcasting. So I discovered podcasts and I started listening to podcasts. And I've been listening to podcasts in the car ever since, for the longest time. And this year marks the 12th year of me being on the road. And in my recent assignment, I have gotten a 1 hour and 15 minutes commute to Kontich, which is also near Antwerp, which means that I get up at the crack of dawn and I leave for work early and I come home pretty late. And I kind of spend 2.5 hours, sometimes 3 hours, sometimes even more in the car. And there are, you know, not a lot of things you can do in the car. And that's sad, actually, because it's wasted. It's time that's really wasted. I haven't had the chance to have an assignment where I could go to work by public transport, like train or something, which would really be a big change for me. I would be able to sit in the train and watch videos and study and God knows what. But when you're doing that in the car, well, it doesn't really work that well, now does it? So I'm always challenged with the fact of what do you do when you're in the car? How do you take your commute time and use it as productively as you can? And I've got, you know, throughout the years, I've gotten a couple of tips and pointers that you guys and girls might find interesting if you're just getting started on doing long commutes, or you're absolutely done with morning talk shows or listening to your own CD or MP3 collection. Now, of course, the number one thing you can do in the car is listen to podcasts. That's, you know, I don't know if I should explain to you what a podcast is. It would be a very awkward situation because you're listening to one. I have been listening to podcasts since 2004, 2005. I think I picked up at the first 20 episodes of the Daily Source Code. And, you know, listening to podcasts is a very interesting way to kind of make that commute that you have as productive as possible. There are podcasts on all kinds of topics. Just, you know, think about it, and it exists. What you need to do is make sure that when you're listening to podcasts, you have enough, you know, attention left in your attention span to focus on the road while still listening to something that is interesting and, if possible, something that helps you learn. When I started listening to podcasts, we had the iPod, and we used to have podcatcher applications like, for example, Juice, that would download podcasts to the hard disk and sideload them onto your iPod. And then every morning your iPod would be loaded up with fresh content, and then you could leave for your commute listening to that. And sometimes there was no fresh content, or the sync didn't work and you didn't get your fresh content, which was really annoying. But hey, you know, that's what it is. These days we all have smartphones, and 90% or 95% of those smartphones have the ability to download a podcast catcher, a podcatcher that does it all on its own. And you can subscribe to podcasts, it will download the podcasts, it will store the podcasts. You don't need a computer, you don't need to synchronize. The only thing you need to know is that it is available, you know, that you have a connection to the internet, so your podcasts get downloaded automatically. Now, if you're using a podcatcher on your phone, like, for example, Dogcatcher, or let me see, I forgot a name of the iOS one. Maybe you're using the native iOS podcatching app. That can also be a thing. Make sure that you that you have your phone connected up to Wi-Fi in the morning, and that you download your podcast before you leave. The second thing that you want to do is make sure that those podcasts get deleted automatically, because, you know, otherwise your phone will fill up with podcasts you've already listened to. And most podcatching clients have the ability to either delete shows that are older than 2 weeks, or, for example, delete shows that you already listened to. I found that streaming podcasts, most podcatchers, like, for example, Dogcatcher and Pocket Casts on Android, also allow you to stream the episode, so you don't have to download everything. This might be an issue if your internet connection is metered or you have a bandwidth cap. It might be an issue. But, you know, streaming them is going to eat away your data cap on your mobile subscription, and you might not want that. Now, what can be interesting is doing a combination of both, where you download the shows that you listen to regularly and where you stream the shows that you only listen to when there's a topic that is interesting. And most podcatchers allow you to set how many episodes you want to download per podcast feed. So that might be a nice trick for you, because you don't have to download every podcast, but, you know, it's just a couple of megabytes, who cares, you never know. The second thing that's important is, of course, the quality of those podcasts. I mean, there are a lot of brilliant podcasts out there, and let's face it, there's a lot of junk out there. A lot of podcasts these days are basically radio shows, sound like radio shows, have ads like radio shows, and get produced by radio show hosts, which sometimes is fine. But the thing that I've always started to wonder is, then what's the difference between listening to a podcast and listening to the radio? Okay, for me, it's interesting to listen to stuff like NPR and God knows what, because, you know, I live in Belgium, in Europe, and we don't have NPR. So downloading an NPR show is fine, but, you know, is that really, you know, something you're interested in? I always have a hard time with picking the right amount of shows that I want to listen to. Always make sure that you have enough podcasts on your phone or podcast player, but also make sure that you just don't have too many on there that you never listen to, you know, stuff you subscribe to because you subscribe to it. You don't really have to do that. Be very, very firm with that. Only subscribe to the ones that really interest you. And I go even one step beyond. I only listen to the ones that really interest me. One of the things that I used to do is I used to be subscribed to a bunch of podcasts, and I would listen to them even if the topics were not very interesting. I have pretty much learned to let that go. If there's a topic on there that interests me, I listen to it. And if there's a topic that doesn't interest me, I'll just skip that one show. I have enough shows on my podcatcher to compensate and keep me busy. The second thing that you want to be able to do is skip ahead and skip back. Because a lot of podcasts have ads. And I know, you know, you sit back, you're driving, you're kind of, you know, gazing in front of you, and there's an ad about shaving cream or God knows what. You know what? Skip that ad. You can. You can't do that on radio, but you can do that in a podcast. So just, you know, tap, tap, quickly forward and skip those ads. Because, yeah, they make money off the ads, and that's why the podcasts are free. But there are also a lot of podcasts that get supported by other news. And the one thing that I think is very important to listening to podcasts as opposed to listening to the radio is that you can really be the master of the content. You can say what kind of content you want to listen to. You can crawl into the darkest niches. You know, I don't care if you want to listen to a podcast that deals with fanfic stories about about hentai transformers riding pink fluffy My Little Ponies through time and space using a steampunk S&M leather version of the TARDIS. I mean, there's got to be a podcast out there about that. And if that's your thing, listen to that. But, you know, make sure that you really determine the quality of what you want to listen to. And if there's a podcast that doesn't interest you, if there's a topic that doesn't interest you, skip it. If there's a podcast that isn't really interesting anymore, delete it, choose something else, unsubscribe. And if there's content in a podcast that you don't find very interesting, just skip it. The thing that you want to do is maximize the time that you have in the car listening to podcasts to you know, gather as much useful or interesting information as you can, because you can, because it's not linear radio, because you don't have to listen to the ads, because you don't have to listen to a radio DJ talking on and on about himself. So, yeah. The second thing that you want to do with podcasts, and this is something that the big podcasts don't do anymore, and I think that that's sad, is, you know, get audio feedback from their listeners. There used to be a time where it'd be so great that you would, you know, get an MP3 recording from a listener and you could play it on the show, and there was this show that you really liked, and you would listen to it and you would send in your comments, and the podcaster would think that would be great, and he would play it, and you would be swell that you were on that podcast and stuff. That was a really fun time. You really got to interact with podcasters, with other podcast listeners. And, you know, podcasting is such a great medium that it allows you to do this. You know, send in your own MP3, hit up a standard small MP3 recorder on your phone to record a voice memo, and just, you know, when you get to work or when you get home, just send that MP3 file to the podcaster with your thoughts and comments. Because, you know, it's the listeners' comments, the listeners' contributions that really make it shine. So I've had the greatest fun doing stuff like this. I've done feedback for Linux podcasts, for all kinds of techie podcasts. I've even recorded a Klingon ad for a car repair guy on a Mac podcast. You know, the people you meet and you interact with by giving feedback to a podcast is amazing. You get to interact with your favorite podcaster, you form a bond, you produce something together. It's very, very valuable. And because podcasting is such a great medium that allows you to do this, don't just sit there and listen and don't say anything. I mean, provide your feedback. It's the feedback of the listener that enriches the podcast behavior and the podcast experience. Support your shows. Your show has a donation button. If you listen to it and you really enjoy it, support them. If they're a Patreon show, you know, give them something on Patreon. These people put these podcasts together for you. And if you can't contribute your content, because that's valuable, and you can't share the podcast with your friends, because that's also very important, share the content that you like. Bring more listeners to the podcast. That's also very important. You might just want to, you know, give them a tip. Money's always good, but, you know, contributing to the podcast and sharing the podcast, getting more listeners out there, is even more important than just, you know, giving them a tip and giving them a donation, which is nice, but, you know, it's just that. It's just money. So, yeah, that's the whole podcasting thing. And if you are tired of listening to podcasts, there are also, of course, a lot of other things you can listen to. One of the things that I found is that while I'm at work or while I'm at home or when I'm out and about, I find this really interesting article on the internet. And I go like, oh, this is a really interesting article. And I want to read this, but I don't have the time. So yeah, I'll bookmark it. And you know, you bookmark it and you never read it. So what I've started to do is, you know, put these things into pockets. Pocket is this little web service that stores web articles for you, so you can read them offline and, you know, keep track of them and store them and archive them. But this is nice. But the great thing about Pocket, and I think Instapaper supports this too, is that it will actually read those articles out loud for you. And that's awesome, because then you can, you know, put together your own kind of audio feed and have the articles read out to you. Now, it's a robot voice that does it. It sounds pretty good, especially with some of the voices in, what's it called, in Pocket. But it's still a little nerdy. But, you know, if there's really that one piece of content that you want to listen to, that very specialized article, you can build your own article feed just like that. I mean, that's perfectly possible. What I bookmark a lot of articles on Pocket, and whenever I have a shorter piece that I need to drive, not the 1.5 hour commute that I'm doing normally, I hit up Pocket and I just, you know, select some of the articles that I want to listen to and I have them read out loud. There are, of course, other alternatives to this. You can roll your own if you want to. You can set up an if this then that script that gets the RSS feed of your favorite website, dumps the text of that article into a text file, and you can output that text file to whatever text-to-speech engine that you're using. For example, on a Mac, I think it's the speech command, and you can just, you know, take that text file that you created using an if this then that rule that says when there's a new article on this RSS feed, pipe out the content into this text file and pipe out this text file into this text-to-speech MP3 file, and then you can listen to it offline. So you can roll your own if you want to. That's also a great way to kind of make your own audio podcast if there's no audio feed for that website that you can listen to. And that way you can still have, you know, website content, written content in an audio format in your car. Also a great way to pick and choose whatever you want to listen to. Another option is to learn. There are a lot of cool apps out there that allow you to learn stuff while you're in the car. I wouldn't say stuff like Duolingo that let you, you know, learn another language, because most of them involve typing and stuff, and I wouldn't do any typing while you're behind the wheel. You're not only responsible for your own safety, you're also responsible for the safety of all the drivers around you. So you know, don't tap around on the screen. Everything that you have to experience while you're doing your commute has to be completely hands-free and completely audio-centered. That being said, there are great apps out there, like, for example, the Khan Academy, where you can select a certain topic that you want to learn something about and just watch, you know, have a video play or an audio file play about said topic and learn something. And Khan Academy is really great when it comes to learning about stuff that has to do with math or physics or computer science. And there might be things out on there that are really interesting. So I would be very careful with watching videos. Don't, if you can, don't do it, because never mind that you're still watching the road, but and if there's a video playing on your phone and your phone is mounted near your dashboard, your attention will be distracted and you will be watching the video. So don't do that, just choose the audio. Speaking of audio, if you are on iOS, why not go for iTunes U, which is this great service, this great platform that you can use to download content from universities regarding all kinds of crazy things you want to listen to. And I really like stuff like iTunes U, because you can listen to a professor doing a lecture at MIT or at Cambridge or at Yale about this crazy subject, like, for example, math or science or politics or quantum mechanics. And it's free, and you can download it, and you can listen to it in the car and learn something. So, you know, just think about this. While you're driving, the guy next to you, you know, he's driving as well, and he's listening to the radio, and he's listening to this morning DJ that has this toothbrush stuck in his mouth, brushing his teeth while humming a pop song. And people call in and have to guess the pop song. So that's what this guy's listening to. And you are listening to a professor talk about quantum mechanics. And it's a professor that's, you know, teaching in Yale. It's this prestigious university that only, you know, that you never had a chance to go to, but you can listen to it in your car on your way home. That is so crazy. And that is so cool that you do not have an excuse to listen to the radio DJ brushing his teeth while humming a pop song. You've just got to listen to this other thing that is way more interesting. And you're a geek. So, there. So, Khan Academy, iTunes U, both great services to listen, to learn about crazy things. The other thing that you can do, of course, is listen to audiobooks. Get yourself an Audible subscription, or download some audiobooks, or look for some free audiobooks, or look for some free EPUB books, and see if you can convert them to an MP3 and just listen to a book in the car. Now, these audiobooks go on for hours and hours, and they might be very, very entertaining. I know that, you know, when I have a pretty stressful time, or I have a really long commute to get through, and I kind of want to relax and wind down, I'm not going to choose the quantum mechanics talk that I just downloaded from MIT. I might just want to go for something more relaxing. So sometimes I download a book that's fiction, you know, a Star Trek audiobook with some sound effects, or a Star Wars book, or some other book that's a novel. And it's really nice and entertaining to listen to that. You know, you get engulfed in the story, and there might be different voices and sound effects, and it's nice. It's not very monotonous. So it's pretty entertaining. And still, you're listening to something that really interests you. So not the guy with the toothbrush humming the pop song. People have to call in and guess the pop song. Better. You can take it one step beyond and go for, you know, a book that you really want to learn something from. So, for example, I've been listening to some books that are biographies, which are really cool. They're nonfiction, and they're still entertaining to listen to, because if you have to listen to the audiobook about CCNA or something like that, I don't know, that might be very dry material to get through in the car, and we don't want to put you to sleep. But I especially like listening to biographies while I'm in the car. So I listen to Ghosts and Wires from Kevin Mitnick a couple of months ago. I listened to some books from Malcolm Gladwell, Blink, and The Outliers, and all of those classics. And at the moment, I'm listening to The Innovators from Walter Isaacson, who talks about the history of the computers and where it came from. So these are all interesting thoughts, things that you can listen to. And you can try to download the audiobooks via Audible, or you might want to, you know, go out there and seek your own audiobooks on whatever torrent site that you want to. I don't care what you do with it. But there's a lot of content out there that can keep you entertained. And those are kind of the important things that you can do. The third thing that you can do is you know, talk to people while you're in the car. There are a lot of cool apps that allow you to do voice communication with people all over the world. I've had, by the way, before we go into that, I just want to say that on Android, Mort Player, that is M-O-R-T Player, is a great player for audiobooks. It offers you variable speeds, it picks up where you left off. You know, it's a really good audio player for these long audiobooks that you want to listen to. And then, of course, there's talking to people. You can, you know, talk to people in the car. I mean, you can phone people up. Yeah, that's great. But I leave for work at 5:45 in the morning. So I don't call up my friends at 5:45 in the morning. That's not really pleasant for them. But, you know, take that time in the car to call your friends and your family. And you can also talk to people online. And it doesn't have to be a synchronous communication. It can be an asynchronous communication. Like, for example, there are cool tools out there like Voxer and Telegram and WhatsApp that allow you to send a voice message instead of typing something out. Because typing something out on your phone is texting, and texting is illegal when you're driving, and it's dangerous, and you might run into a tree. The chance that a tree is running into you is kind of small, but that is because I've never seen a tree texting while being a tree. So I have this theory that says that texting makes you run into a tree with your car. And if you don't text, you don't do it, because trees don't run into your car because they're not texting. But that's a whole other issue. But what I was saying, not texting to communicate is a good thing. Send voicemail messages. Every single instant messaging app these days has a voicemail option. And I know you might be a little self-conscious, but what the hell, get over it. Once you are in a discussion with somebody else and you hear them talking and they hear you talking, your self-consciousness will go away. I don't know, Facebook Messenger has an audio option. Telegram has an audio option. Boxer has an audio option. WhatsApp has an audio option. So use voice messages. And the great thing is you can communicate with people who aren't awake. At that moment, they'll get the message when they're online. And they can just send you a message, and when they're awake. And that way, this way, I've spent hours in the car talking back and forth to people all over the world. You can even take it one step beyond, but this kind of depends on your data plan. But you can set up a Mumble server at home. You know, Mumble is a free VoIP server that you can call into, and it is actually used for a voice over IP, voice communication network for example, gamers. So you're gaming and you need all the bandwidth that you have, and you have a very low ping, and you want to keep it that way. So you need a way to talk to your teammates, you know, in Counter-Strike, or you want to say, the terrorists are over there, or the counter-terrorists are over there, or go, 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 or rush B. You know, you want to do things like that. So you want to talk to your friends. And one of the apps that is used a lot is Mumble. Mumble is free and open source. Mumble allows you to do voice conferencing with other people, with multiple people in the same room, your different chat rooms and stuff like that. So that's cool. What you might want to do is use that in the car, because Mumble is built to function under a low bandwidth. So you can set up your Raspberry Pi with a Mumble server and invite your friends over to that server and install the Mumble client on your phone and just talk real time with people from all over the world. So that is also a good use of your time. You can even record a podcast while you're in the car over mumble, should you want to. So also that communicating with people, interacting with people, doing discussions with people in the car is also a great way to have a productive or at least a sensible commute. There are some other geeky things that we might, you know, get into. You might want to, I don't know, parse the logs of your favorite IRC channel and, you know, pipe them into an MP3 file and listen to the logs of your MP3 channel while you're driving in the car. That might be your thing. There are also some IRC channels that, IRC apps that do text-to-speech. Mumble even does text-to-speech, so you can chat in a chat box typing on Mumble and it will read you out the chats while you're in the car so you don't have to type. Stuff like that. They're really, really nerdy things that you can do, but I'm not going to go into the depth of whatever. I don't care if you have your var auth log file and you want to read that out into an MP3 file and you want to listen to that at 6 o'clock in the morning while you're stuck in traffic, listening to a robot voice reading out all the missed authentication attempts against your SSH server, well, if that's your thing, fine. The great thing is you can turn information into audio and listen to said audio. So rounding up, what is very important is that time spent in the car is time that is important because you have to pay attention. If you don't pay attention, you run into a tree. That is not what you want. You want to pay attention to traffic and you want to make sure that you are a sensible and a safe driver. That's good. But all the rest of that massive brain of yours is basically idling. It's doing nothing. There are like four cores in your little brain and three of them are just sitting around going like, Jesus, what are we going to do? So you might, you know, sit there and be bored and or start, you know, really grinding down some bad thoughts in your head, you know, worrying about stuff or basically getting yourself depressed by worrying a lot or getting very anxious or getting very nervous. You don't get happy by yourself. Seldom do you do that. So you might not want to do that. So you want to have a distraction. And yes, that can be the radio. And yes, you can listen to the DJ brush his teeth and sing a pop song. And people have to call in and guess the pop song. And, you know, that might be your thing. That's okay. If you think that that's exciting, fine. But when you're doing this and you're listening to the ads on the radio and you're listening to, I don't know, the new hit from Katy Perry or whatever pop artist is popular that day, probably the one that the DJ with the toothbrush was just humming and the guy called in and he said, that's a Katy Perry song. And then the DJ said, yes, it's a Katy Perry song. And now we'll play the Katy Perry song. So, you know, what I'm getting at is that basically it's a waste of time. There are three cores in your brain doing nothing. Why not do something sensible? So try to cultivate the content that you consume during those commutes and get the most out of it. Try to find that balance between something that is productive or efficient or at least entertaining. You know, it doesn't have to be nuclear physics 101 read by Professor Stephen Hawking, all 3,000 page volumes, so that might be kind of dry. But it doesn't always have to be as futile as I will now brush my teeth with a toothbrush while humming a song. And you get to call in and guess that song. And if it's a Katy Perry song, we'll play the Katy Perry song, etc., etc., etc. So kind of try to find the balance between entertainment or something light and something that lets you learn. But make sure it's something that entertains you, that keeps you on your toes. But make sure that it's something that matters. You have got the time to listen to whatever you want to because you're in the car on your way to work, probably alone. That time is wasted if you just drive. That time can be used to do something more productive or entertaining. And you have access to the technology to make sure that you choose the content that you want to consume, and you even have access to the technology that helps you, you know, communicate and produce said content. I've been doing this for the longest time. Well, not since, you know, dinosaurs, but since 2005 or something. I have just spent 30 minutes of my daily commute, which I can drive with my eyes closed, but I don't, because when I close my eyes in the car and I continue to drive, you can bet your ass that the trees are going to start texting and they're going to run into me. So what I was saying, what I mean is, I just spent these 30 minutes in the car, which otherwise would have been an uneventful 30 minutes listening to a radio DJ brush his teeth, humming Glaze Miley Ray Cyrus song, and you would call in and say it's Miley Ray Cyrus song, and then it would play the Miley Ray Cyrus song. That's not what I'm going to do. That's not what I did with these 30 minutes. I decided to do something else. I decided to contribute to you guys and girls, to kind of put my thoughts out there and make a piece of content that you can listen to when you want to, perhaps on your commute. So if I have, you know, given you some inspiration, or taught you something, or kept you entertained, or stopped you from listening to a radio show where the DJ is brushing his teeth while humming a Miley Ray Cyrus song, and then you call in and they say it's Miley Ray Cyrus song, and they play the Miley Ray Cyrus song, if I've kept you from doing that, then I have done something good, I hope. Miley Ray Cyrus might not agree, I don't care. But that being said, until next time, let technology work for you. Make sure that you keep yourself entertained in the car while you learn something, or at least spend your time wisely. So I don't care if you want to listen to content or if you want to produce content. The only thing that you need to remember is that you have the technology to make it happen. And the only thing that you need to do is make that technology work for you instead of the other way around. See you guys. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.